Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the seventh and final chapter of Maseches Damai. Today we will be studying Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis says, Mazgulo es hakos. They prepared a cup for him. Literally, it means they stirred or diluted a cup because they would drink a wine concentrate mixed with water. Omar Masha Ani Asid Lishayer Bishule Hakos. The person says, that which I am going to leave over at the end of the cup, Harehu Meiser, let that be Meiser. Ushar Meiser Samachlo, and the rest of the tithes are adjacent to it. Zesha Asisi Meiser, that which I called Meiser. Asui Trumas Meiser Alav, let that be the Trumas Meiser from it, the part that goes to the Kohen. Umeiser Sheni Bepiv, and let the second tithe be at the mouth of the cup. Umachul ahamos, and it is redeemed in exchange for money, as one can do with second tithe. So we are continuing to discuss the case of a person who's the Shabbos guest by someone who is not trustworthy when it comes to tithes. So in our previous Mishnah, he specified that he was going to separate tithes on Shabbos, and this is not normally permitted, but they did allow it in such a case. Not on a regular basis, but in an as-needed extenuating circumstance. So now it's saying how he should proceed on Shabbos. Let us look in the Bar Nuro. Mazgulo es hakos biyom haShabbos. So he previously made his condition that he would be separating these tithes. He made it before Shabbos. Now he's at the guy's house. He's having his meal. So they give him a cup. Here you go, Joe. Have some wine. Omer, this is what he says. It's not sufficient the condition that he made the day before. And he needs to say on Shabbos itself, when he goes to eat and drink, this formula of separating tithes needs to be stated at the time when he's actually eating. So he must make the condition before Shabbos and then do this on Shabbos. Bepiv, what he leaves over at the mouth, or what's found in the mouth, but pi hakos, that's the mouth of the cup. It's not talking about his own mouth. In fact, since he's the one saying the formula, it wouldn't even make sense to suggest otherwise. Mishnah Gimel. Pol she'eno ma'amin lebal habayis. A worker who doesn't trust the employer when it comes to tithes, and the employer is responsible to feed his workers. Noto grogeres achas va'omer. He takes a single fig and he says, Zovatesha habos achreha asuyos meiser al tishim shani ochel. This and 9 that follow it are rendered tithes, meiser, for 90 that I will eat. So a tithe is 1/10. So this and 9 that follow, that's 10. So it's out of 100 that leaves for the next 90 that he will eat. Zu, the single one, asuya trumas meiser alehen. This one is rendered trumas meiser, that's the portion that goes to the Kohen. That's from the meiser, that's 1/10 of a tenth. So this single fig, this 1 out of 100, is trumas meiser for all of them. Umeiser sheni ba'achrona, and the second tithe should be taken from what's left at the end. Umuchula hamos, and it's redeemed for money, so that means that he can then eat it. V'choshech grogeres achas, and he then leaves over a single fig. And we'll see in Bar Nuro why he leaves over that one fig. Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel says, Lo yachshoch, he should not leave over the single fig, bibnei shehu memayit malachto shabal habayis, because he's reducing the work that he owes the employer. And again, we'll see why that is. Rabbi Yossi says, Lo yachshoch, he agrees that he should not leave over a single fig at the end, mimnei shehu tanai beizdin, because it's a condition of beizdin. And again, we'll look in the Bar Nuro now, and we'll see exactly why that is. So you've got this employer, and his employees are entitled to food, but they don't trust him when it comes to tithes. She'enu mamin lebal habayis, they don't trust the employer, al hamaisros. So it's not that they think he's a crook, it's not that they think he's a murderer, they don't trust him specifically in the matter of tithes. Bechoshech grogeres achas, he leaves one fig over at the end. Nimna melechol grogeres achas, he refrains from eating one of the figs. K'neged oso shel trumas meiser, shehifrish. That corresponds to the one he designated as trumas meiser, that he separated. Shelo yehei gozel as balabayas, so that he shouldn't be stealing from the balabayas, who I guess would have to give this fig to a kohen. Lo yachshoch, the opinion is that he should not leave over. First, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says so that he shouldn't reduce what he owes the boss. V'yikneg rogeres achas v'yechol she'im lo yechol mariv atzmo u'mimayit misudaso v'nimtsa mimayit b'kach malachto shal ba'al bayis shelo yuchal la'asos malacha. Basically, he's given rations. He's got a certain amount, and if he doesn't eat his full amount, then he's not going to have as much energy, and he's not going to be able to do the job that he's employed to do. So he's actually stealing from the boss if he doesn't give himself all the energy that he could get. But Rabbi Yossi says, Lo yachshuch mipnei shehu tenai beizdin. He says he shouldn't leave over because it's a condition of beizdin. What's this condition? Shetei trumas meiser mishal bala bayis. That trumas meiser is the responsibility of the boss. U'meiser sheni mishal poel. And the second type is the responsibility of the worker. Hilka chayav bal habayis litein lo, grogeres shehifrish l'trumas meiser. Therefore, the owner is required to make up that fig that he put aside for trumas meiser. So he's entitled to eat his entire ration. That fig is the responsibility of the boss to see that a kohen gets, not the responsibility of the worker. That is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow. We will continue with Mishnah Yisdalad and Hay.